Okay, so yeah, Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
We're not going to vent right now, are we?
A tad.
A tad venting.
Yeah.
We're talking about dyes. Food dyes.
Food dyes.
Yeah.
Well, because
some of my favorite foods are just colored blue and red. No, I'm kidding, actually.
Well,
I never use them.
When we pull them out of the ground, they might be colored red or not blue, but
blueberries.
But we're talking about it because the Trump administration recently indicated a move toward eliminating 8 petroleum-based synthetic dyes from U.S. foods before the end of 2026.
Yay, something I like.
That sounds all right.
Yeah.
They're taking a really soft approach. They're not talking about banning foods, but reaching agreements with food companies. So my hope that to see it done is not really big, because when they, you know, when they say they're making deals, I haven't seen a lot of good deals being made.
Kathy, you underestimate the art of the deal.
And Robert Kennedy, Health and Human Services Secretary, has indicated that the administration has a, quote, understanding but not an agreement, unquote, with companies. So I don't know how serious they are, but
this is the first time I've heard the Trump administration approach something in a more moderate manner.
When they don't really want something to happen, sometimes they
do you think the Trump administration and RFK in particular are not really interested in taking this bite out of the food conglomerate's arsenal?
There are a lot of people who believe that dyes, artificial dyes, cause many illnesses, especially in children. And frankly, the only disturbance in child development that has been scientifically, you know,
proven, huh?
agreed upon is some hyperactivity, some nerve system tension among some children.
But, so a big bowl of Captain Crunch in the morning and you're going to be bouncing off the walls at school?
Well, I'm not, you know, I've haven't looked at all the science of that. But if the dyes are on the table to be eliminated, you know, it seems like it might be easy to do, but it may not be that easy. So there are really, you think there are 3 things you can do. You can keep using food dyes just the way they're being used now, or replace them with natural dyes, or just don't use food dyes at all.
So why and there are natural dyes that work.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't companies choose to use those? Is it because it's cheaper to use an artificial, chemically-based dye?
It is. And also, the number of fruits and vegetables that need to be produced to meet the demand for dyes at current use is huge. So there would be lots of other foods being produced that aren't being used for food, but they would actually be being treated with some chemicals to leach the color out. And also they have to be treated again to make the dyes more long-lasting,
stable?
Yeah. More stable, okay. More long-lasting.
So, red dye number 3, that's already been banned, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
If not nationally, but in some states. But there are some other dyes on the table, too.
I used to have, both my kids, as adults now, in their 30s, you know, eat well, and they try to avoid processed foods.
Mm-hmm.
And I take some credit for that, because when we used to go to the grocery store, they would say, oh, we want a box of that. They'd look at the cute little Fruit Loop box or the Captain Crunch. I'd say, okay, let's look at what's in it. And then I would read it. Oh, red dye number 3. Oh, yellow 2. Oh, and I would go on and on.
And all the other ingredients
you don't recognize. Then they would just make faces. Dad, stop that.
Mm-hmm.
But they wouldn't want to eat it after that. So.
Well, this is why there's a lot of resistance, because the dyes make the foods more attractive to the eye. And it's possible that if natural dyes are used, and especially if there are no dyes used, it won't look like a palatable thing to put on your plate or in your mouth at all.
Well, I think that's true. But I think when people, including children, know the truth, you know, when their dad or mom starts reading the list of ingredients to them, they'll be more inclined to say, you know, that's really not something I want.
Well, there are some purposes for what I would call some ultra-processed foods. There are some long-term storage issues that some people are addressing. For instance, in the case of a natural disaster, people might need some very shelf-stable foods to be available to them. So you can't really.
But they don't have to be. They don't have to be colored with, you know, bright artificial colors. They don't have to be jacked up with excessive amounts of preservatives. I understand some preservatives are needed. Perhaps.
I think the main, to focus on a switch to, quote, natural dyes that have to be treated with chemicals anyway, isn't really a target that we maybe it's more reachable than switching our whole food system to a more sustainable, earth-sustainable and health-sustainable system.
Bottom line, RFK and the Kennedy and the Trump administration might not be serious about this. They might just be floating it out there, see what happens when the companies push back. Maybe they'll just back away.
We will see if their
we'll see.
Previous behavior is any indication. Yeah. I don't hold out a lot of hope.
Kathy, thanks for joining me for this conversation. Yeah.